Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. Folks, today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. And Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we turn to two great guests, and it's the right time of year for both of them. Donna Beattie. Donna is with Frazier & Dieter. She's a tax partner there. And Bill Neglia. And Bill is the president of Neglia Insurance Group. But Donna Beattie from Frazier & Dieter, tax partner.
Yes.
Something tells me you're into taxes.
Yeah.
Or helping people pay less taxes or something, right?
I am.
Yeah. But seriously, tell folks a little bit about you and what you do.
All right. So I'm a tax CPA. I work at Frazier & Dieter, which is a pretty large firm here in the Atlanta area. We have two offices, one in Midtown and one up in Alpharetta at Avalon. And my specialty is working with in income taxes, but primarily with entrepreneurs. So closely held businesses that are generally flow through, which means that you have a business and individual and you got to really marry the two and make sure that one side is doing, the other one can accept tax wise.
Which is something that a lot of small businesses maybe don't fully appreciate, how those two things need to be in sync, right? The personal
Absolutely,
and the business
yeah.
side.
Yeah. I have, when I meet with new people or I'm talking to them, the old adage used to be that you would want a different CPA that did your business and your individual, just, I don't know, for independence reasons. But with the tax laws, the way they've evolved in the last few, well, more than a few years, but it's so important that you have the same person doing both, so that you really know when you're giving advice on one side that it's not going to hurt you. If you tell them to do something individually, it's not going to hurt their business. But more importantly, what you're doing for business, how it affects your personal taxes.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's not a one time a year thing. I mean, I led with saying this is a good time of year for that. And maybe some folks listening to this show think we're in March or something like that, but no, we're right here before the end of the year, and folks need to be talking to their CPA all year long.
You know, that's a great point. Absolutely. This is probably the most important time, because a lot of my clients, but even if you're not a cash basis taxpayer, you got to do your planning before the year ends so you can make the right moves. We can do things, but our options are limited if we meet you in January or February after your year end, and I'm assuming you're a calendar year end, which most people are. So this is the time to make the plans and make the moves, and then we're just doing the compliance afterwards to get the tax return complete.
So, Donna, talk about how you work with clients. I mean, you know, I think everybody's got a preconception about a CPA or tax preparer. Maybe folks are probably need, some folks need to outgrow their, I'll call it their brand name tax preparation service.
Right.
But how do you work with a business? They come in and say, I need a new CPA. I need better advice. How do you go about that consultation?
Well, how I go about it is you really have to learn and understand the person and the business, so that some people are super simple and they quote-unquote name brand could be the right answer. But just because you're a smaller business doesn't mean you don't have big issues. And, you know, we sit in, I look at your prior year return, which is just a great place to start a conversation. But then we can just talk about the nuances of your business and how it interacts with your individual return. And then whatever ideas we can have or issues that you have. You know, and the other thing people look to that I take pride in doing is I say audit-proof your return or your issues. You know, I want to let you know what things are at risk and what the IRS is really looking at. And then I tell you the things that, you know, they don't look at as much. Not saying that you don't do it right all the time, but people really, a lot of people are concerned about audits, and I try to put them at ease or let them know where their areas of risk are. And it's only because of statistics, not because they're doing anything wrong.
Sure. Yeah. It's probabilities, right?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right. You know, Donna, I think when some small businesses hear what you said about having big company issues, they think, how could I have a big company issue, right?
Right.
Dig into that, unpack that a little more about what you mean by that.
Well, you know, if you're a partnership and you have two partners, you may have somebody that wants out. And, you know, it's you think it's as easy as selling your interest to your partner, but there's a lot of rules and issues related to that. When you start a company, do you want to be a S-corp or a partnership, or do you want to do a C-corp, which is what, with the new tax law, is the buzz around, which isn't always the right answer. And in most cases, it's not the right answer. So just because you're a smaller business doesn't mean you don't have things to think about. And especially now that the world is, with the internet, is international.
Sure.
I can't tell you, as my career has evolved, how many people I have to worry about state issues, which before you didn't worry about, and international issues. And the IRS has really picked up international type issues, and the penalties are significant, and you really need to know. I had a client in here that he had no idea, but if you have a foreign bank account, you have to report it. And there's all it is report it. There's no taxes due. You just report it. But if you don't report it, the penalty is 50% of the highest balance at one day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have $100,000 in there, comes in one day and you transfer it out the next day, you don't report it, it's a $500,000 or $50,000 penalty for not having reported it. And it's just a form on your tax return, you know. But most people don't know that.
A high price for ignorance.
Correct.
Yeah. We're speaking with Donna Beatty, and she is a tax partner with Frazier & Dieter. I think it seems like to me another thing that a lot of business owners don't appreciate is the fact they need to run their business in such a way they'll be able to sell it. It's not just about minimizing taxes,
right?
It's about showing that there's an ongoing business value that somebody may want to buy one day.
Correct. Correct. You know, and that's a good point that I don't normally bring up, but you know, sometimes you meet with somebody and you're looking for a tax position or a strategy, but I'll tell people, you know, we can do certain things, but if your goal is to sell in 3 or 5 years, you may want to pay a little more tax to help your financials look a little bit different. And it's not anything that you're doing wrong. It's just a position you're taking. And you start close to 5 years before you think you want to sell.
Yeah.
Doing the planning and the preparation.
Sure. Sure. So give folks a little bit of your background. How did you get into accounting and particularly tax accounting?
You know,
what led you into this?
I guess I'm just a tax nerd. I really like it. When I went to the University of Georgia, I had no idea what I wanted to study. And I was a pretty decent student in high school. So the business school was easier to get out of than to get into. So I started in there and I took my first accounting class, and I couldn't wait to get home to do my homework. I know there's so many people that are just like shaking their heads. And I can be a nice person. I'm not totally nerdy, but I just really enjoy it. I started my professional career at Frazier & Dieter when they were a very small firm. Mm. They're now close to 400 people. And at that time, it was Jim Frazier, David Dieter, and Roger Lesby. They took me under their wing and they taught me how to do all of it. And I just loved it more. I lose track of time because I like what I do.
That's wonderful. Well, and business owners that are your clients appreciate that, right? Because
they
don't want to do what you do.
Right.
So, yeah. So that makes...
I don't know. I go to tax conferences and I'll tell people that I'm at a tax conference and they look at me like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, no, this is a good thing. I like learning this.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. So talking about tax conferences and the reason you go, there have been a lot of changes. A lot of changes. Maybe you can review a few things that folks ought to be paying attention to out there.
Well, I think a lot of people may have been educated. They've just changed that if you're an individual, you're more likely going to not itemize. They've really limited the state and local tax deduction or taxes, which help people to be able to itemize. for businesses, if you're flow through, you get a, it's called qualified business deduction, which is you don't pay tax on 25% or 20% of your business income. I could spend hours talking about it, but I do want to kind of make a public service announcement for all tax CPAs out there. I mean, it's by far been the hardest tax year, and I've been in this industry for over 20 years. It was all new. It was all learning, and not that my clients, I have returns, but I know my clients, and when I do the return, I already knew the issues I had to look at. Every return I had to look at from a new lens.
Really?
It took a lot longer. Things got extended that people weren't ready for. It got down to the hour, and I don't know a CPA out there that didn't have it. So if you're listening and you have a CPA, be nice to them and be understanding of this
right.
past year. It'll be better next year.
Yeah, because I think folks saw the new tax act and they think, oh, taxes got cut. That's easy to figure out, right?
And, right. And that big postcard that we are, yeah. little postcard we were going to fill out.
Supposedly. Yeah.
Well, you know, on the individual side, they kind of did make it. It's hard to have a lot of planning ideas for individuals, but the flip side on business, man, they took it to us. It's just a lot to think through.
Another reason to call Donna Beattie at Tax, and I'll give that commercial, Donna. Donna Beattie, tax partner at Frazier & Dieter. Give advice for folks that are looking for a new CPA. I mean, what should they be looking for?
Well, I think you need to look for somebody that, one, knows what they're doing, but if they have the CPA designation, you're already in a good start. But that's somebody that's listening to you and asks relevant questions about your business, that they're not spending more time talking about what they are or can do, but understanding your business. You know, one of my goals is, I mean, tax compliance is just part of it, but you can go anywhere to get tax compliance. But I want to invest in you. That's Frazier & Dieter's tagline, which I live, you know, investing in relationships to make a difference. But I want to invest in your success, and I want to be an asset that helps you get there. So
sure.
That's what you should be looking for, somebody that's there for you.
And folks are out, you know, as we do this show, we're the first part of December of, probably a good time to get with, if you're going to make a change, it's a good time to do that now as opposed to wait until right in the middle of tax season, right?
Yes. Yeah. And again, it's mainly you can take a new client in tax season, but it's not, you're not going to get the time and the attention because that's busy season. And it's, our resources are limited if we've got some great ideas for you. Maybe we can help you for the next year.
Yeah, right. I mean, and that's kind of where I was going. Thank you for teeing me up on that, because really what you want to be able to get with a CPA before the tax year ends. So if there are any key things that you should be doing, then that strategy can be implemented.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Right. Cool. So Donna, you've got a charitable involvement that you're really passionate about, and I would love to hear you.
Thank you. I do.
Tell more.
You know, one of the things I do is I try to, you know, just get involved in the community. And some of it is self-serving, in that if I go in and I get involved in the community and people like what I'm doing, they're a little more interested in using me as a CPA. So I'll be real honest about that. But I do have a heart for what I'm doing as well. And just with it's on top of mind because tomorrow is Give Back Tuesday. I work with a nonprofit called C5 Georgia, which helps get high risk, high potential students into college ready. And we select them in seventh grade, and then they're in a program from eighth grade through high school. And it's a very, you know, intense program that we have like 100% success rate in getting the kids in there. So if you guys have something that you have a little extra money, C5 Georgia would be a great organization. C5 Youth Foundation.
Yeah, and you're catching young people early on, and maybe getting an interest in business in their head, and giving them some ideas that they wouldn't have had otherwise about what they might do with their lives.
Right. It, you know, it redirects kids that have no hope to having hope, and you know, I just think it's an investment because they're all in, you know, the metropolitan area, that we're reinvesting in our own community, and you know, they come out as leaders. And part of our program teaches them they have a responsibility to give back. So, you know, we've had the program for 10 years and they're starting to give back, but I think it'll just help our community all around.
Awesome work. Donna Beattie, she is the tax partner with Frazier and Dieter. So, Donna, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, tell them how they can do that.
Well, you can reach me at donna.beattie@frazierdieter.com. I'm on LinkedIn, which is Donna Beattie. I don't think there's too many tax partners on LinkedIn with that. and you can call me at 404-573-4098.
Donna Beattie, she's a tax partner with Frazier and Dieter. Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Folks, if you need some help curing headaches like bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. Now we turn to Bill Neglia. Bill is with the Neglia Insurance Group. Bill, welcome.
Thank you, John.
So tell folks a little bit about what you do at your firm.
So the agency was started around 1983 and specializes in working with self-employed individuals, families, business owners, and their employees in a variety of focus areas such as health insurance, life insurance, disability, long-term care, dental vision, and for folks Medicare eligible, we do Medicare products as well.
Oh, health insurance. We've got folks that are just rolling their eyes on that because that has caused folks a lot of issues in the last few years, right?
Yeah. Even before the ACA was put to law, health insurance was a big problem for people trying to navigate the different plans and the co-pays and the premiums. And it's just gotten worse now that, you know, there's the ACA, which most people call Obamacare.
Right.
It's kind of eroded over time. There are less options, less doctors to choose from. It's become a problem, and that's why you need somebody or an agency that has an outside-the-box strategy when it comes to healthcare.
Now, some folks, I think, maybe don't know that there are alternatives to Obamacare.
Yeah, too many, unfortunately, because I get folks referred to me all the time, and that's the first thing they say is, well, I thought healthcare.gov was my only option. And sadly, that's not the case. There are options out there for folks that are not don't want ACA or don't want an HMO, want to go to their doctor, want nationwide coverage. There are restrictions and qualifications involved when it comes to underwriting, so it's not for everybody, but for the right person or the right individual or even the right employer. Those products can be anywhere from 15 to 50% less expensive. And as I said, provide an even bigger network of doctors to choose from and comparable benefits.
So talk about who the best prospect is for these alternative plans. Bill. So
generally, because there's a health element to it, folks that are overall healthy, and I'm not talking about somebody who takes a blood pressure pill or a cholesterol pill, somebody who's just basically in good health and doesn't need things like maternity, which is a mandated benefit, is okay with making a doctor copay here and there or buying a prescription out of pocket, but wants more major medical, like old school insurance used to be. You know, what if I get cancer? What if I have a heart disease or a stroke? I want to make sure that I'm not out of pocket hundreds of thousands of dollars. These plans, while people call them catastrophic, they are more than that. And they're getting better and better. As a matter of fact, a major carrier in the marketplace, United Healthcare, has several options out there. They even came out with an option just this year where you can lock in a policy for up to 3 years, which you can't even do through the ACA. And basically, they're the full major medical with copays if you want, without if you don't. You can basically tailor the policy to your needs and your budget.
So when you say 3 year, you mean a 3 year where you can't get canceled for.
Correct. It's a policy you buy today and you can renew 2 years down the road for a 3 year total coverage period.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. So there is a, I mean, everybody's definition of free market is different, but there is an evolving market, right? In healthcare, and people need to be in touch to know what their options are.
Right. Like I said, if you don't have an agent who has access to these resources, you won't know. Cause if you go to healthcare.gov or you call their call center, speak to one of their navigators, as they're called, they're only going to tell you about the products that are sold through their channel.
Sure.
You call Blue Cross, same thing. You're only going to hear about Blue Cross. So you have to have an independent agent who has experience and has the product base to provide those resources and then help you find the plan that makes most sense.
We're speaking with Bill Neglia. Bill is the president of Neglia Insurance Group. Bill, let's talk about group plans because there are business owners and it's a competitive market out there for employees. A lot of folks feel like they need to offer group plans if they don't already. How do you advise business owners about group health plans?
Well, in today's environment, an employer needs to provide some level of benefits because that's how they're going to retain and attract new talent. Because if they're not, their competitors probably are. And I think benefits over salary is the number one thing on people's mind when they're looking at jobs. So it is critical that you at least offer some type of benefit and then certainly help with the premium, you know, subsidize it to some degree to make it cost effective to the employee. That being said, there are multiple options out there for employers as well, just like individuals, if you know the right person to speak to. For instance, I've written 3 groups in the month of November on what's called an alternative funding or a level funding plan that most people didn't know exist. But because the group was healthy, back to the underwriting, they were able to save 35% over what they were paying previously on a guaranteed structured ACA type plan. So again, knowing the group, the makeup of the group and the health of the group would allow me to go in there and say, okay, you need guaranteed rates because you're not healthy, or hey, let's submit some applications and maybe save you 30-35% because your people are healthy. That's something that I help bring to the table to my clients.
And there are advantages to a group plan sometimes versus the individual plan in terms of how it's not just the benefit an employer is offering.
No,
it goes beyond that, right?
There's tax benefits.
Right.
Certainly the employee premium, if done properly on a pre-tax basis, saves them taxes. It saves the company on FICA taxes. And with group insurance, you have any one carrier might have 60, 70 different plans to choose from, anywhere from a local HMO to a national PPO, whereas you don't have those options in the individual market. So yeah, the group is definitely, if available to somebody, usually a more attractive option than going on a private platform.
Now you mentioned level funded. A level funded group plan. Let's define what that looks like.
So the definition of level funded is over my pay grade right now.
well, your explanation might be over mine, but let's see.
But what a level funded plan used to be in the old days is that it was a plan where the employer took on some responsibility if their claims exceeded certain limits. So the insurance company would basically cap the catastrophic claim and the employer might take the first $5,000 in order to get a lower price point. Today's version of level funded eliminates the risk to the employer. They have no liability whatsoever. It looks, acts, and operates just like a traditional plan. The employer pays their premium, you know, collects whatever from the employee. The benefits are what they are, co-pays, deductibles, everything is traditional. But on the good side, if the group has a very good year in terms of claims experience, the employer can actually get a refund or a partial refund of any overage paid to the carrier. So an example is, so let's say for every dollar of premium paid, the insurance company pays out 60 cents, okay? There's a 40-cent excess to the insurance carrier. On a level-funded plan, the employer group can get 20% of that or 50% of the overage. So they can actually get premium back for having a healthy group.
Oh, wow.
You can't get that on an ACA plan.
Right.
The premium is what it is, and if your group's healthy, the insurance carrier profits.
And you said this is relatively new in just the last few years.
It's not a new concept,
right,
but it's been repackaged on a newer platform.
I got you.
So if somebody hears the term level funded, it's not like old school, which was in the old days, it was really called self-funded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, people get a little nervous because it's like, well, now I'm taking on responsibility I don't want.
Sure.
It's not that way at all. It's, mm-hmm, it's basically a reformatted version of that. Level funded is what they call it, just the legal name. But it operates like a traditional group plan, only it provides premium incentives and also a refund opportunity that a traditional ACA plan does not.
Another good reason to be in touch with your health insurance agent and professional like you, right, Bill?
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, I'm sure most of my counterparts have access to these products. Whether they're promoting them or not, I can't say. But if they're not, they're not doing their clients a good service.
Yeah, and as you say, things change year to year, so it's really important to take a fresh look during enrollment time.
Well, and again, whether it's an open enrollment for individual or whether it's a group's renewal, which is their open enrollment season or period, every group that I work with and every individual I work with, we do a review, whether it's just a cursory conversation or it's an actual in-depth, let's start looking at a whole bunch of different quotes. Because, you know, some people are comfortable with the status quo and just want to roll with what they have for another year, and that's great. But you have to at least touch everybody at least once a year prior to the renewal, just to let them know what's going on.
Sure. Let's talk about enrollment. So open enrollment, group renewals, talk about the time frame there and how you work with people during that time.
So open enrollment in the private or the individual market, there's actually two of them going on as we speak. One is for Medicare eligible individuals. That one expires on December 7th. And that's for people who want Medicare Advantage or want a new prescription drug Part D Medicare plan. Products like Medicare supplements, those are good year-round. So somebody can apply for one of those or age into one of those anytime throughout the year. The other one, and the more popular and more well-known, is the under 65 national open enrollment, which is the ACA / Obamacare. And again, that is only for individuals who want ACA level insurance, where there's pre-existing coverage, maternity coverage, mental health, the essential benefits that are mandated by the ACA. That's for that individual. So what's happened over the course of the now 7 years that it's been on the books is we're getting a pool that is now mainly folks with health issues or income limits where they can get a big subsidy. So it's driving the cost even higher than what the mandated benefits are to begin with. That's why these alternatives that require medical approval are becoming more and more popular. Because they're just, you know, some people just don't, you know, a 50-year-old guy does not need maternity. At least not in my agency. So
you haven't run into any clients.
I have not
like
run
that.
Into anybody who's okay. Planning on getting pregnant, a 50-year-old man.
Right.
So they're looking at alternatives where they don't have to pay for mandatory benefits they know they're never going to use.
Sure. And then, again, at the risk of being repetitive, the renewal period for group, talk a little bit about that timetable, what that looks like.
So every group's open enrollment is the month prior to their anniversary date. So it could be different.
Okay.
A lot of groups, many groups, start January 1 for calendar year, but I probably have 30% of my groups that are off anniversary, you know, February 1, April 1, July 1, you know, just whatever time of year they chose their plan, it runs for a full policy year, not a calendar year. So their anniversary or their renewal or open enrollment is going to be the month prior to whenever the plan is set to enroll. So it depends on the timing of the group insurance plan. But the back to your question about the open enrollment for individuals, for ACA, the deadline is December 15th. Hmm. So, and in the past couple of years, there has been no extension to that. Prior to that, there was always at least a few day extension. Last 2 years, there's been no extension. So, and I haven't heard anything that there is going to be one this year. So anybody who needs that level of coverage has to enroll by the 15th of December, or else they won't have an opportunity to get into that until 2021.
And we're in 2019 as we have this show. December 15th on a Sunday, I think, if I remember correctly.
It is.
Yeah. So
2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah. So folks are still able to do business on a Sunday when it comes to.
Well, I know I'll be in my office all day. I don't go to bed till after midnight. And you'd be surprised how many people will call me or contact me 11 o'clock that night. I have picked up a lot of business being in the office at midnight on, well, not midnight, it's too late then, but 11 o'clock, I've picked up some business just being in my office, keep my eyes open. So yes, Sunday and the call centers and the marketplace, they're going to be open all day for business too. But I urge everybody listening, if you're going to be doing this, do not wait till the 15th of December, because what's already happening are the websites are starting to get compromised because they're overloaded. The call centers, the wait times could be 2 hours to get somebody on the phone. And it's only going to get worse as it gets closer to that 15th.
So you're saying that since it's not a business day, you don't get till the next Monday. 15th is a hard deadline.
Again, they haven't, in the last couple of years, they haven't extended the deadline. Okay. So I haven't seen or heard anything that they are going to make it the 16th because of the Sunday.
Yep. Right.
Now, if they do, based on what in the past, they probably won't make that decision or notification until the 14th or 15th.
Right. So don't take a chance, folks.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I would not.
Even though Bill's going to be up at 11:30 on the 15th, don't take a chance.
There's only so much I can do with an hour to spare.
Yeah.
But I urge all my clients who need ACA coverage to try to get their enrollments in by the 1st. So we'll see what happens.
Now, if I'm a small, and I apologize for asking this question, but I think if I'm a small business owner with a group plan and I'm not real happy with what I'm paying, I'm got to be thinking this. Hey, Bill, my renewal is not until June 30. We're sitting here with 6 months to go. Am I stuck or can I do something different?
Well, ironically, I don't have anybody who complains about the premiums they're paying, John.
Oh, well, okay. Well, there you go.
My business owner clients are thrilled with the premiums that they pay me or my companies. But
about those folks that are not with you that are not thrilled?
Now, those folks, no. So group insurance can be changed any time of the year. There's no penalty.
Okay. You don't have to wait till the renewal then?
No, absolutely not.
Gotcha.
Great question. Yeah. If it's in the middle of a year, they can get continuous they can get credit, I should say, for any deductible that was met under the prior policy. The policy just has to be under the same employer number, same tax ID. So, you know, Joe's Garage has a group plan under their tax ID, you know, that started January 1, and Joe wants to switch from Blue Cross to Humana July 1. It has to be under Joe's Garage, same tax ID. He can't use a different company and get that deductible credit. He can get the plan, but to get the continuous deductible credit, it has to be from the prior plan tax ID.
I know health insurance bill is what's on folks' minds, but sometimes they ignore what they need to look at with long-term disability, and I want to make sure we get that in. Because I've seen some of the stats about folks that need disability versus the ones that actually have that coverage, and there's a big gap.
Well, of all the insurance products out there, long-term disability is at the bottom of the totem pole because everybody's got health and life and home and auto and things that are mandated and required. But the ironic thing is that, especially for somebody self-employed, their ability to earn a living is the most important thing to them. And that's what long-term disability protects. But people don't buy it. Either they're over, they're insurance poor, or they just don't see the value in it. Anybody who's not on a residual income type basis or even a fixed salary, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow,
sure,
should have or at least expose themselves to long-term disability. The cost is, you know, it's not cheap, but it's all relative to the value and the benefit. And it's occupation and income based as far as how you how you're classified and how much you can qualify for. But yeah, it's definitely an underappreciated and underpurchased product in today's market.
And that's just another coverage that you offer in addition to health insurance, life, et cetera, so folks can be in touch on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Been doing it for 36 years.
Oh, you're just a rookie, aren't you, Bill?
Yeah, I'm still learning. I'm still learning.
That's awesome. Bill Neglia, he's with Neglia Insurance Group. Bill, this is great. So for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information, how do they be in touch with you?
Okay, great. Email is bill@negliainsurance.com. And phone number is 404-433-8838.
Bill Neglia, the guy that's open right up until the enrollment deadline, right?
Oh, no, I'm working till Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, okay. My business doesn't stop on the 15th.
Okay, well, Bill, the 7-Eleven of health insurance, right?
There you go.
I love it.
Come Bill, by and I'll get you a Slurpee.
There you go. Bill Neglia with Neglia Insurance Group. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
So, folks, just a reminder that you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning for our regular shows, and sometimes we have special ones as well. But if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on all the major podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, pretty much your favorite podcast app. So go check us out. Search for North Fulton Business Radio on any of those apps, and you'll be able to find us. You can also search our archive at northfultonbusinessradio.com. And we've had, in the 3.5 years we've been doing this show, we've had over 400 guests, close to 180 episodes, and a lot of great business leaders like Donna and Bill in that archive. So check us out there. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, North Fulton BRX, on all three of those social media channels. So for my guests, Donna Beatty and Bill Neglia, I'm John Ray. Join me next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.